The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Focus, conversation, esoteric value of this program. I am your announcer. That sounds old, right? I am your announcer. Your friendly announcer. Doug Steffen, good day program for Wednesday. Today's not Wednesday. Today's Thursday, right? Isn't today Thursday the 17th?
Yeah.
Yes. So let us proceed into the pit, finding out what's going on in the world, the possible breakthrough in the Middle East, more nonsense. I don't even know why I start with this. I do because I guess it'll be the rest of the news world. I'm not a newsman. This is a program discussing things that are going on around us, the so-called news. The news from the Middle East is that the Israelis and Palestinians through Hamas have agreed to a five-hour humanitarian pause in their nine-day battle. The nine-day battle on top of the 90-year war, on top of the 900-year war, on top of the 9,000-year war. What did you say, Kenny?
The ceasefire is over 2 hours in. Just a little while ago, Hamas started firing rockets again.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah. Good for them. That'll make everything better. So this was a UN request for a temporary ceasefire over at, 8 o'clock local time? 220 people killed since the tensions flared last week. The four boys who died yesterday when a shell from an Israeli gunship exploded near them on a beach. Rockets from Hamas have killed one Israeli. That's always what gets the attention. That's what gets the ire up of the Middle Easterners. There are always more Palestinians killed than there are Israelis. Why is that? If you look at the conditions and how the people live on the Palestinian side, and then you look and you spend time in Israel and see how the Israelis live, Israel is a modern, technologically impressive country. Whereas it's night and day, literally, when you look at what's on the other side of the fences, and there are some fences that are still up, not many, used to be a whole lot more, but Gaza is a perfect example. There are other areas, but this is the one that's always been contested because it goes back and forth. Who owns this year and who owns it next year? So there is this ongoing fear. And then there's this ongoing focus. And then there's this ongoing foolishness that continues. And people say, well, Doug, how can 220 people being killed be foolish? I didn't say that was foolish. What I'm saying is the reason they're fighting is foolish. It continues to be foolishness. And when you look at most of the wars that have been created over religion, which is pretty much most of the wars that have been fought in the history of the planet, there's been some religious anecdotal reason for the wars having been fought. It's pretty foolish, isn't it? Was the Civil War foolish? What's been the most foolish war ever fought? 888-302-3684 that involved America, or maybe in whatever we call modern times, which might be the last, couple of centuries? What's been the most foolish war? Maybe that's a good Facebook question. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer's off today and tomorrow as she works through some of the summer chores that she has in her, she calls it the day job. So, Kenny, what are people thinking? We always have three or four things that are going at Facebook, and I'm always curious as to whether it's something serious or something, like 24 has gathered a lot of attention, mostly because we're attentive to it here. But there are other things. We continue to have people tell us, oh, we have to stay away from the Middle East. Okay, so that's the same old song, too. What do we have that's new and different and stimulating, if anything, Kenny?
Well, nothing that's really issue-related. There is a new picture of one of your cows that Eastley Farms Facebook page posted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some comments about that.
Really? And they are?
Amy says, what a sweet picture. I'm so proud of you, Doug. You're getting very techno-savvy.
Really? I'm glad you're going to give me credit for that. Thanks. Techno-savvy. I tell you one thing, the cows are sweet. That's very true. The sweetness, we all need sweetness in our life, some more than others in ways. I guess what I would say is work hard to find the sweetness in your life. Find that sweet spot in your life. All right, what else?
Well, we also have a story that's up at DougSteffen.com today about NASA saying they believe that they will find another Earth and alien life forms within the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked if people thought that that was going to happen. Mary says, if we're lucky and they're not, when they see what we're doing to this planet, I doubt if they will want us in their airspace, let alone on their planet.
Mm. Excuse me. You know, there's... speaking of airspace, I'm reminded of how I awoke on this morning in 1996, how many people awoke to look at the wreckage of TWA Flight 800, a 747, which had 230-some-odd people on board, that crashed off of the coast of Long Island. It had lifted off at 8:19. I had chills, goosebumps on my body as I think about this. It took 26 minutes for the plane to get up to the altitude that it got, and then somehow or other it fell apart and crashed. And who cannot remember, those of us who were around then, of the FBI taking the plane out of the water and assembling it in a warehouse on Long Island, piece by piece. Eerie, because you could see as the plane fell apart and then they put it back together again. And nobody ever publicly came out with what the cause was because they couldn't. It was a laser strike, and no one really knows. I remember theorizing at the time that there was it was laser, but I didn't know then, and I don't know that I know now where it came from. Was it something that happened because of a mistake by somebody on our side, or was it somebody else that was trying to do damage? TWA at that time was flying into several spots in the Middle East, and once again, there was attention given to Americans. TWA was the only, as a matter of fact, at that time, TWA was the only American airline, the only domestic carrier flying into Tel Aviv. And there were a lot of people who thought that there were Middle East interests who had figured out how to use these laser tools and took it out. You can theorize from now until the 12th of never, and we will never publicly know what happened. That was just my theory. And it was the end of the end for TWA. That signaled the beginning of the end. TWA had been bankrupt a couple of times before. One of the great standard bearer. That and Pan Am were the great American airlines as the era of air travel got started. They were the symbols, not only here in our country, but all around the world. They were the symbol of American know-how, of American ingenuity, building those planes, operating them, running an airline, and carrying so many people for so many years, and then just have it sort of literally go up in smoke. Not only was that the cause for it, but the investor who took over TWA and sold off all the assets, he's still around today, and I have no use for him. I'll come up with his name, not necessarily important to the story. There are a couple of things around today that are fairly interesting that are connected to the world of travel. There's a story about the future of air travel and what planes are going to look like. Some of you may or may not know that two or three times a year there are air shows that are held at various places in the world. And what happens more than anything else, you see some of the new planes, the ideas that the manufacturers and the airlines have for the future of travel. And there's always, at that time, a lot of announcing by the two major builders of aircraft, Airbus and Boeing, as to how many planes they have orders for. And they symbolically take the orders and post them at these air shows, and yesterday the total reached $100 billion of new orders for planes. Can you imagine? These are two companies. One of them is state-supported. That is, the European Airbus manufacturing outfit has always had state support, and that's how they've competed over the years to sell planes more cheaply. Not only that, they build cheap planes, but they also get help from the governments of the four countries in Europe, Britain, Germany, Spain, and France, that support the building of their... It's a big industry now, and we have as many Airbuses flying in America for American airlines, then, I mean, it's pretty much a little more heavy on the Boeing, but there used to be pride in Delta saying we're an all Boeing fleet, or American saying we're an all Boeing fleet, or United, which has for a long time not been a Boeing fleet, but now they don't care. Give me cheap planes and get them to me fast. That's it. So one of the things Airbus announced at their show, and I'm not sure where it is because I can't put my finger on the star. I just remember reading it yesterday, was the introduction of a new version of what they call their 330, which is similar to the 767 that Boeing made. And so they're going to modify it so that people will practically be able to stand up. They'll put so many seats in it that the average passenger will feel like he or she is standing up if you're in the back of the plane. That's how small they're going to make the seats and how close they're going to put them together so they can get more people into the plane. Now, there's an advancement, right? That's what you all want to hear.
Yeah.
They want to have cheap seats, and so they'll be at such an angle, and they'll be so close together, you'll almost have to stand up in order to, you know, they buckle you in for the takeoff and the flight and the landing, but their configuration is so close together, and there's so little seat actually there, the passenger review of it suggests that you're going to feel like you're standing up when you're flying in one of those planes. Yes. That'd be great, right? Fly across the country standing up. Great. There's advancement in technology.
Yeah.
But it's cheap.
Too much room on airplanes now. Let's fix that.
Let's fix that, right. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing. The Grainger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot and give you additional savings on that new piece of gear you really want. Plus hundreds of other deals throughout the store. Like all keyboards, up to 20% off. All headphones and hand percussion, 15% off. We're a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar, now only $129. Plus, get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-off sales event. Now through Sunday. Details at your local store and guitarcenter.com.
Hi friends, it's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, get ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Crank it up. Think about some of the lyric lines, some of these summer songs especially. I think about the Beach Boys. And then as my mind went into that gear, I was thinking about how great the production was for the era of the Beach Boys. Kind of Phil Spector, that wall of sound, just all kinds of things thrown into the mix to make the music sound bigger. I think the Beach Boys were as good as Phil Spector at doing that, but I'm thinking about others, and the other music sounded almost simple in comparison to all of the sounds the Beach Boys and Phil Spector would throw into their song. And I was trying to think of a Phil Spector summer song, like a Ronette summer song. I can't. Can you? Think of a summer.
No, just when you started talking about the wall of sound, I was trying to think of a summer song, and I can't come up with one.
I can't.
Ronettes, the Crystals.
Yep. Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, we can come up with a Ron. If you do, give us a jingle at 888-302-3684 with a suggestion. Meanwhile, also time for us to have a smile from the late night monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien last night.
A little bit of a downer here in California. We got our problems lately, don't we? We got our problems lately with the drought and the now wildfires. Did you hear about this?
I did.
Yeah. A major wildfire in Northern California is now being blamed on marijuana farmers. Yeah. Everyone in the region is really angry about it. Unless they're downwind. And then they're totally cool.
They're just... oh, yeah. My legs are on fire and I don't care.
Speaking of California, this is weird. There's currently a petition to split California into several states. You heard of it? Yes, to split California into several states. Among the new states would be Botopsia, Hornsylvania, and of course, the Commonwealth of Kardashia. That would be a
good one. Oh, I hate you guys hear about this. Marvel just announced that its comic book character, Thor, will now be a woman. Or in other words, it looks like we're getting a new X-Man.
Nice!
Thor. They have to call her
Thor will now be a woman. Then Robin told Batman, you know what? I think I'm going to go for it.
Last night here in New York City, when the weather was crazy, Paul,
cats,
thunder, oh my God, rattling around the city, lightning, a lot of lightning strikes, and lightning here in New York City will hit the tallest structure. For example, the brand new Freedom One Tower, struck by lightning. Empire State Building, struck by lightning. Mayor de Blasio, struck by lightning. He's huge.
This is so cool. Today, Lay's announced that cappuccino is one of the finalists for their new chip flavor contest. Yeah. And if you think that sounds bad, wait until you try Starbucks' new sour cream and onion latte.
Ugh. All the more reason to enjoy BuzzBox coffee. Check out the free coffee available orange box right hand side of most every page at DougStefan.com. You'll get in the mood. This program brought to you in part by the folks at BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Stefan Good Day program that'll save you $700 a year. If you have a Keurig machine, is that how you pronounce it? K-E-U-R-I-G. It's Keurig machine.
Yeah.
Keurig. You'll save $700 by signing up for the BuzzBox Coffee at DougStefan.com.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Garo LaMarche. Coming right up, where did this sudden crisis of thousands of Central American kids crossing the border come from?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Where did this sudden crisis come from of tens of thousands of Central American kids unsupervised crossing the border into Texas?
My view is that both sides are complicit in this, but I put most of the blame on the president. The president has given a beacon. The president has given a symbol to those who are in Central and Latin America. Come on up to the United States. If you come up here and you make it, we're not going to deport you. We're talking about children that several years ago you had 1,000, 1,800 kids coming across. Now we've had 52,000. By year's end, we're talking 90,000. The fact of the matter is there's some message, there's some sort of signal that they're getting saying if we make sure that our kids can make it to the border, they'll be safe. The president needs to do a much better job of saying to these Central and Latin American leaders, don't send your kids here. We'll send them back.
I mean, it's a particularly American conceit, of course, to think that our policies, you know, cause humanitarian crises. All over the world, people flee their countries for various reasons. I don't think it's either Republicans or the Democrats who are causing these kids to come across the border. Even Glenn Beck, you know, his heart has been moved by this. We need comprehensive immigration reform. Most Republicans realize that. Actually, the deferred action thing for young people who've been in this country who are over 17 years old is a fair bipartisan consensus.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Garo LaMarche and Ron Christie.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Stay inside today. It's summertime. This isn't Channel 9. This is Channel 1. Traveling into your head, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler with a notification of the big things for this Thursday, the 17th of July. Should you be listening carefully? Of course you should be listening carefully. Big things. The conversation the last half hour sort of ended on a questionable note. Dung. The question was, somebody just sent me an email and said, by the way, email address is Doug at DougSteffen.com. What are you talking about, people standing up in planes? People think that I'm, because I don't like Airbus, I'm not telling the truth because I exaggerate. Okay, so let's turn our attention to a conversation that the ladies had on The View about the new seat situation in the Airbus that's being developed and was introduced at this air show in Europe.
As first-class cabins get even more luxurious, Airbus announces plans to have standing seats in economy for shorter flights. Now, experts say it'll slash airfare by 44%. But really? Really?
It looks exactly, not exactly, but it looks like a medieval torture device, yes, doesn't it?
You know, but this is what really burns me up, is like they don't touch first class. First class, you get the real forks, you get the wine. In economy and coach, they take away your leg room. Yes, you can't.
They're going to be just right outside the plane. They're going to ask for a wing seat or.
All right. So there. If you didn't believe. And if you think flying is bad now, wait till you hear this. As the airlines make more and more money, for example, shares of United Airlines this week are up 20% because of the announcement of how much money they made in the last quarter. This is the same airline that lost, well, with all of the industry losing about $5 billion in this past 4 or 5 years. The U.S. airline situation now focused on how much money they're going to make this year, maybe as much as $10 billion. They've done it by merging, surcharges, convenience fees. The number of carriers accounting for 90% of those of you who travel used to be, in 2008 there were 11, now there are five major airlines in America. There used to be 11. Available seat miles in 2008, when the recession began, 744 billion seat miles available in America. 700 billion available today. Population has increased 17% in America, and the number of available seats down 14%. So what does that tell you about what you're going to pay? The average fare is up 17% this year, despite the fact that jet fuel prices are about the same now as they were last year. So 17% more in a year, plus baggage checking fees, fees depending on what airline you get on, fees for this, fees for that. Now, of course, your choice is to not fly, to not patronize these people. But when you think about the fact that now Airbus, as the lady's just talking about, is shrinking the seats in the plane, and Airbus has more radical plans for increasing revenue for airlines. The company has filed for a patent for a plane that has not double aisles, but triple aisles. Can you imagine trying to climb over people in a plane that big?
Crazy.
It is crazy. Anyway, so that's my overview on travel or flying anyways, as I get ready to fly the West Coast for the weekend. Thinking about, even that, as I think about it, annoys me, and I'm not trying to sound like a Jerkelberger. There are certain planes that I really like as a seasoned traveler. One of my all-time favorite planes has been the L-1011. Wonderful airplane. It was a great plane. Long gone. Too expensive to operate. All of them have been sold off or junked. So, as a matter of fact, the plane that crashed in the original episode of Lost was an old Delta L-1011 that was scheduled to be cut up. So they cut it up. They put it on a boat. They brought it over to Hawaii, and they stuck it in the sand. And that's what that sea was. You saw the back end of an L-1011 in the sand. That was what it was. So anyway, you think about, wasn't Grunberg the pilot of that plane, too, now that I think about it? I think Greg Grunberg was the pilot of that plane in Lost. I bet you if you go back.
For sure.
I think he was. Anyway, so we could go on and on and on talking about planes and what it takes. I was just thinking about the best planes. The L-1011, 747 is a magnificent airplane. The 767 is a good airplane. So is the 777. My favorite plane to fly across the country and domestically is 757. Very comfortable for what it is, even though it's a single aisle plane, at least up front. And I have too many miles on American, so I can sit up there fairly easily. Those of you who don't travel so much, you sit in the back, and they're not wonderfully comfortable. They're okay if you get a seat that has a little more room. But that's the way it is now. I mean, think about when you look at the original pictures of people who used to fly on TWA or Pan Am, people would be dressed in suits, right? It was quite the experience to be able to fly. Everybody would get dressed up, and it was an exciting adventure. Now it's just so much tin in the air. That's all it is. Speaking of that, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety this week released a list of safe cars. This is for those of you who are parents who think you need to buy your teenager a car, which in my mind is an absolute no-no. But if you're going to buy a car for your teenager, making sure that the cars are really safe is important. The Insurance Institute list, however, fails to disclose a simple step that concerned parents ought to think a little bit more about, because there are so many needless highway deaths among young people around our country every year. So the recommendation list, I think, for cars for teens ought to include information about a simple step to cut high-speed driving, which is the cause of these highway accidents, the big factor increasing the likelihood that accidents will result in fatalities. So you've maybe heard me talk before about governors. The buses and trucks that you see on the highway, they belong to major corporations like Greyhound buses and most of the other big carriers and the big transport companies like Roadway and Consolidated Freightways and Werner, all of their trucks have governors that cut the speed at between 72 and 74 miles an hour. So they can't go any faster than that. Doesn't make any difference. So my suggestion to all the people who are trying to figure out what to do to buy a safe car, and the Insurance Institute suggests this, that, or the other thing, but the one thing they leave out is the thing that is common sense. Put a governor on the car so it can only go 60 miles an hour. When your children first started driving, Kenny, did they drive that old car of yours? What did they drive for a car?
They shared my car.
Yeah, okay. And how fast did your car go comfortably?
Comfortably, I could get up to I could easily get up to the speed limit, maybe a little bit over.
Mm-hmm.
I never tried to go any faster than that.
Yeah, I don't see you driving as a fast driver.
Yeah, and they were both very safe drivers, very conscious about that. So.
Mm-hmm. So is there any reason that a child, and that's what teenagers are, they're children. 16, 17, 18-year-olds are children. 18, you're supposed to be able to be an adult. You can shoot in the war. You can vote. You can't drink, whatever. But if you're 14, 15, 16, 16 years old, you have the children that are 16 today, for the most part, have little concept in the world, the reality of what's going on the highway at 75 or 80 miles an hour. You just don't. You'll never understand it till you actually feel it and you drive it. But you're not, at 17, capable, I don't think, of handling those speeds. So my recommendation would be, and if you want to agree, maybe you post this, Kenny, at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Put a governor in a car for a teenager that keeps it from going above 55 miles an hour. Who thinks that's a good idea? Keep the car from going over 55 miles an hour. Can you imagine somebody who doesn't know how to drive on the highway with you at 80 miles an hour? Man, I don't want to be going across country on Interstate 40 or Interstate 10 or Interstate 70 or 80 or 90 and be driving 80 miles an hour, which is what I commonly would be driving, where the speed limit's 75. And that's in plenty of places across Texas, Oklahoma, the Midwest, Nebraska. That's what the speed limit is, 75 miles an hour. Can you imagine any road condition for any teenager that would allow him or her to drive 80, 90, 100 miles an hour? All the deaths that occur, these carloads of kids that are in their parents' car and they drive 120 miles an hour. What's the matter with the Insurance Institute that they haven't thought that through or suggested it? You think it has something to do with their connection to the car industry? I don't know. But from the Common Sense Department, that would be the way I'd handle it. Just a little info, FYI, from your friend the Duggar. And maybe, what is it, the old word to the wise is sufficient. The story this week that intrigues me the most, we haven't gotten there. Tomorrow we'll go through all of the top 10 items for the week. But the thing that intrigues me the most, so tired of going through what's going on in the Middle East and the Russians and the Europeans and birth control and blah, 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 blah. What I find, and you can, maybe we again post this, we do on Friday, but we usually give you 10. What do you think about NASA's confidence that we are not alone? That astronomers working at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration say that we are soon going to find evidence of life elsewhere in the universe. Next 20 years. More. And not in this solar system, and maybe not even in this galaxy. They're going to prove to you and me that life exists elsewhere. We had a fascinating conversation about this yesterday. I don't know whether we ought to resurrect it or not. Richie came up with a good idea, a thought process when it comes to how we look at the power that is greater than we are, infinite intelligence, because I am off all the time on God and how wonderful you look outside the window on my farm, for example, see all the things that are growing. I'm looking at the corn grow every day, almost an inch, because the ground is so warm and so much moisture in the air, and thinking, how'd this happen? Well, bodies that come, my daughter's pregnant, and the baby's growing, and look at the pictures that are coming from the exams, watching the baby develop. You've all been through this, hopefully, on your own. You see your own children and grandchildren developing in the womb of the mother. Fascinating. Isn't it? Awesome. Where does it come from? How did it start? Is it that we have a power that is far greater than we can understand, that is responsible for the order in the universe? And so the conversation went on, in case you didn't hear. What hour was it? If we send people, it was hour number 4 yesterday. Kenny,
I think
was it?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Check out hour number 4 yesterday at DougSteffen.com in the replay, the podcast. So anyway, we were talking about, is it the same God, or is there a God that oversees what's going on? Let's say there is another planet. The NASA folks earlier this year said there were 978 planets in the universe that are just like the Earth. So is it because the God that we worship or we think is in charge or has created all this has thought, okay, we'll put little balls here and there and have humans develop, or something human-like? Or is there a power in terms of a reality of beings that are better, smarter, and cooler than we are? Think about that. Isn't that mind-blowing to go through that exercise? It really is. So in my mind, that's the most... All this other stuff is baloney. Yeah, the tensions. I do think there's an interesting story floating around the risks for niacin. Doctors, those of you who have taken niacin, and I have over the years, say the drug that a lot of people take for cholesterol problems and general heart health may be too risky for routine use. I'd want to know who paid for the study. I always want to know who paid for the study. Hopefully we'll get that information later on. You can check our number 5 for Dr. Ken's health report tomorrow if you don't get to listen to it today. All right, so anyway, that's a, sort of a wrap or an understanding of what's going on conversationally from my perspective. Yeah, there are lots of other things that are going on, but I think that's mind-boggling to contemplate that. And some of you almost can wrap your head around. It's 12 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me. Boston Lager is the best.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Summer's here. Time to show off the season's latest fashions, but sometimes preparation's as important as the outfit. I'm Risa Jill Miller, here with leading Hollywood stylist Erin Walsh, who's teamed up with Dove Advanced Care Deodorant to challenge women everywhere to embrace this summer's stylish sleeveless looks.
Sleeveless styles are a must in summer for any woman's wardrobe. It's a look that communicates both power and confidence. I know some women can be uncomfortable with the appearance of their underarms. That's why I'm challenging women to look and feel their best in sleeveless by using Dove Advanced Care Deodorant, formulated with Nutrien Moisture to reduce shaving irritation and offer softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days. Plus, it will keep you feeling fresh and confident. Check out Dove.com for the chance to win a VIP styling session with me during Fashion Week in New York City.
Dove Advanced Care Deodorant offers 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is available at retailers nationwide. Visit Dove.com for more. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll start with Shelley Palmer. A lot of ground to cover here in the next few minutes, so let's get right to it so that you can be satisfied that you learned something by listening to this. We have lots and lots of features on this program. They're all advice-driven. I like to make sure that you are getting your share of information and advice. Shelley Palmer talking with you today about FitSmart's new approach to quantifying your physical activities. This ought to be pretty interesting if you're physical or if you're trying to get physical. Listen up, Shelley Palmer next on Good Day.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot and give you additional savings on that new piece of gear you really want. Plus hundreds of other deals throughout the store, like all keyboards up to 20% off. All headphones and hand percussion, 15% off. Or a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar, now only $129. Plus, get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up sales event, now through Sunday. Details at your local store and guitarcenter.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, FitSmart, a new fitness tracker from Adidas, is taking a different approach to quantified self. Instead of measuring all your activity 24/7, FitSmart is only worn when you're exercising or doing something physical that you want to quantify. Think of it more like a personal trainer than a fitness tracker. The tracker puts heart rate technology on your wrist, but can also calculate how many calories you've burned, how fast you're going, how far you've moved, and more. It also lets you quickly tell how hard you're working through its LED lights, which range from a relaxed blue to an intense red. To make sure you get the most out of your workout, FitSmart first gauges your stamina and level of fitness, then sends that info to the companion Adidas MyCoach app to generate training plans for a variety of workouts. If you want to take your training to the next level and want more than a step and calorie tracker, the Adidas FitSmart launches in August for $199. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius.
Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more for a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
Question time. Will you have enough money when you retire? There's a new study out this week that finds that the fear of going broke in retirement looms large for a lot of Americans, but there's a surprising reason why many millennials feel pretty good about retirement. Here's Brian Osich.
The Spring 2014 Merrill Edge report found that many investors fear running out of money in retirement, but are unwilling to spend less today. Merrill Edge's Aaron Levine.
Many investors over 35 appear to be taking a live-for-today financial approach. So they're not willing to cut spending on indulgences such as eating out or taking vacations to invest for the future.
The good news is many younger Americans are planning ahead.
More than half of millennials surveyed began saving and investing for retirement before 24 years old, compared with older generations who started at the average age of 33. But it's never too late to streamline your finances and establish better money habits.
To learn more, visit MerrillEdge.com. That's financial fitness from Merrill Edge. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLP FNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Merrill Edge is available through MLP FNS and consists of the Merrill Edge Advisory Center, investment guidance, and self-directed online investing.
Pretty interesting. Ken and Doug on Good Day, pondering what happens to you when you're a die, or more importantly, what happens to your email. There's a commission that's backing a plan that would give your loved ones access to your online accounts. Not control of them, just access to them, unless you specify otherwise in your will. So have you ever thought about, imagine this, the technology world that we live in, the problems that the age of technology has presented to us, maybe opportunities, I'm not sure. But at any rate, who has thought about this? Do you put what's going to happen to your online accounts in your will? If you don't, maybe you ought to give it some.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.